You're listening to KRHS 90.1 FM Radio, Active Radio, broadcasted from the good old Rittner High School in Overland, Missouri.
Have you been feeling down lately? Or are you just bored and want to chill? Then tune in to KRHS 90.1 FM Radio, broadcasted from Rittner High School in St. Louis, Missouri, to make your day more enjoyable with some of the best 90s R&B hits.
I'm Keelan Tucker, and this is my opinion on medical marijuana. Medical marijuana was legalized in Missouri in the year 2018 due to a 66% vote, meaning as long as you have a terminal illness, epilepsy, glaucoma, and etc. Medical marijuana is one of the greatest pain control methods, but in my opinion, I believe that marijuana should be legal in Missouri because it will create more revenue that our state is in need of. Like, take Colorado for an example. They made $6 million in tax revenue in the first 2 months of 2014. Just imagine what it would do for a state that has more populace by at least a half of a million.
No matter how I feel, medical marijuana would be placed starting January 1st of 2020. I'm Keelan Tucker, and that is my opinion.
The death toll continues to rise to 7 after people continue to use vaping products, and more than 530 people have been hospitalized, half of them being under the age of 25. Before you touch a Juul or any other vaping products, educate yourself on all the risks and concerns. And if you're already addicted, there are multiple quitting programs such as This Is Quitting and Become an X.
This is KRHS Media, and I'm Kevin Tyler. In the new announcements, if you do not pick up your Renaissance packet yesterday during lunch for having a 3.0 or higher GPA last semester, they will be available in the concession stand today during lunch. Mark your calendars. October 25th will be Picture Retake Day and Senior Picture Day. A night around the world, Homecoming 2019 is right around the corner. Homecoming is October 5th here at Rittner High School at 7 p.m. Tickets have gone on sale this week. Tickets will be sold in the upper lobby every Tuesday and Thursday and the Friday before the dance. Tickets are $20, but if you wait until Friday, October 4th, to buy your ticket, you will pay $40. So do not wait. You may bring one guest, and the guest pays what you pay plus a $5 processing fee. You must have a guest form filled out and turned into your Alpha office by September 26. Guest forms can be found at the welcome desk or outside the athletics office. For more information, please take a look at the presentation sent to all students via email or contact Ms. Palmer. As a reminder, fast food is not allowed in the cafeterias or the classrooms. Please do not bring any fast food. You will not be allowed to take it with you into the cafeterias or any classrooms. No outside deliveries for students will be accepted. Students, remember that if you park on the campus lot or on the off-campus lot, you must have a parking permit. If you park on either lot without the pass, you may be issued a fine. Staff, if you do not have a current parking tag, the one with the rainbow swirl, please come by the activities office to get one. Students and staff, do not let anyone in the doors here at school unless you know they are a staff member. All visitors and students must enter through the main doors after the 805 bell. When you let people into the building, whether you know them or not, you are creating a major safety issue. I'm Kevin Tyler, and this is 90.1 FM Radio, Active Radio, broadcasted from Rittner High School in Overland, Missouri.
What's up, party people? It's the dude Big K, and we get y'all hype and get out to this anime and games club. That's right, I'm talking to all my fellow geeks and weebs. Come on out and support us. We meet every Wednesday at 3 to 4 after school. For more information, talk to school librarians or Miss Thompson, and I'll see y'all there.
There's been many great leaders in America that have helped change today's society, such as Dr. Martin Luther King.
That my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
If you want to be like him, Malcolm X, or JFK, then you can start by joining Game Changers. They meet every Tuesday from 7:15 a.m. to 7:50 a.m. in room 523. For more information, see Ms. Palmer about joining. This is Ray from KRHS Media, signing out.
just 24 hours. What are you willing to give up? What can you go without? This is the KRHS Media 24-Hour Challenge, where students take a dare to change something in their life for 24 hours. It's just 24 hours.
What's up, y'all? This is AJ Chocolate Drop Norman here, coming at y'all with my 24-hour challenge. Now, my 24-hour challenge was I had to go an entire day without saying a single curse word. Not one peep of a curse word. And surprisingly, I did it. But I would have to say the hardest part of doing this challenge was not having a curse itself, because usually I'm so passionate with my words that a curse word just flies out when I speak. But not having a curse, it somehow kept my anger down, and it actually helped me sound more intellectual when I spoke. Now, what surprised me from this challenge was that I was able to go the entire day without actually cursing or snapping on anybody with a curse word. Honestly, if it was longer than 24 hours, it would be extremely hard for me to stay on the path that I was to actually succeed in, because I would have blew a gasket trying not to curse. I think others should try this challenge because it shows a unique part of their intelligence. If you can go an entire day without uttering one single curse word, it really shows your intelligence and it shows your maturity level. Overall, I learned that my cursing may be an exact route to my anger, and that if I probably curse a little less, I wouldn't explode as much as I do. That's all for my 24-hour challenge podcast. AJ Chocolate Drop Norman out. Peace.
I'm trying to get my summer tan.
Skin cancer is the most common type of cancer in America, and most people only recognize it after it is too late. About half of all cases of melanoma are self-detected. The other half are noticed by doctors during a checkup. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, 9,500 cases of skin cancer are diagnosed daily. That's over 3 million people each year, which means that 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. Still want to get that summer tan? To reduce the risk, you can take multiple precautions. Wear plenty of sunscreen when exposed to sunlight and remember to apply more when needed. You should always avoid tanning beds and check yourself for discolored or oddly shaped patches of skin every month. This message is brought to you by KRHS Media.
I think respect for adults has been lost in this new generation.
And today's music is a little strange sometimes.
These kids nowadays, they don't have no morals, no values. Do you believe?
Do you believe? This is the podcast series. Let's talk about Gen Z, an examination into the our generation, why they are different from any other generation in history. Original music from St. Louis artist Maestro Freedom. Baby, do you believe? Do you believe?
I'm Jeffrey Flanders, and this is episode 2, Anxiety. Sometimes, I feel like I'm a character walking around in a zombie movie. The ones where the zombies roam the earth and the main character can never escape them. Now, imagine these zombies to be my fears. I fear that I'm not going to graduate from high school. I fear that I'm not healthy. I fear that I won't have any money. That I do nothing but disappoint them. I fear. Anxiety is your body's natural response to stress. It's a feeling of fear or apprehension about what's to come. Based on the data collected from the National Survey of Children's Health, in the past 10 years, there have been increasing amounts of anxiety in young people, including a 20% increase in anxiety diagnostics from ages 6 to 17. So, what is supporting the increase? And If it's happening to children, what are schools doing to support them?
Welcome to Rentner High School, a suburb district in St. Louis, Missouri. My school is pretty typical when it comes to mid-American high schools. Meet high school counselor Dina Dernan.
And we all have anxiety. All humans experience anxieties. But where does it then become problematic to inhibit my normal daily activity? Because when it inhibits a normal daily activity, that's when then it becomes diagnosable.
Now, what about social media? How does social media play an influence on anxiety?
So social media impacts it tremendously, and I think that that's why it's become a bigger piece in diagnosing anxiety, because kids get isolated. One, we think that the social media is there to connect us, when truly it is actually doing the opposite. It's actually keeping us isolated from one another. So human interaction, we are created as humans to do just as that. We are supposed to be interacting face-to-face, human touch, human voice, human nonverbals, right? Those impact us way more than a text message. I don't get a feeling from a text message. I don't get the nonverbal. I don't feel the compassion. I don't feel the presence of a person through electronic devices. And so whenever I feel isolated and alone, then that increases my anxiety, because I don't know how to handle situations, and I feel like I have to go at this alone.
Mrs. Dernan has been training both students and staff to understand the changing climate of teens' mental health.
Is anxiety truly increasing in children, or is it the doctor's willingness to be trained in how to diagnose anxiety? So which kind of is it? I think it's almost both. However, I think that at times it's overdiagnosed. I think doctors, not even doctors, mental health professionals, we kind of go through phases of buzzwords, so to speak. ADHD was big for a while. Bipolar was big for a while. Now I feel like it's anxiety. So the truth is, understanding what anxiety truly is and what it looks like, how it's different in adults and in children, and what are the effects and the impact.
Meet Joy Waits. Joy had recently shared her own personal journey suffering from anxiety, depression, and PTSD. This was the first time Joy had ever shared this experience outside of her family.
From the time I was a little girl, I remember always feeling like I was by myself. I felt like I walked the world alone, and I always felt like I never had anybody by my side, and I always felt like everyone was against me. But that doesn't define who I am. Those are just some bells and whistles that come with me. I am me, but I feel like if you don't see those three, you don't see me either.
How do you think the school manages your anxiety and depression?
What kind of answer do you want for that? Do you want the real answer, or do you want the school?
No, just you give the truthful.
So for real, if you want me to be completely honest with you, school doesn't help me at all when it comes to like me like putting myself out there and like battling with my depression and my anxiety. Because really, truth be told, and it's not just me, when I walk through them doors, I walk through them doors alone. I walk through them doors, and I walk through the halls of Rittner by myself. And not just physically, but I feel like I do that a lot emotionally, too.
Now, what are some coping mechanisms you do to deal or manage with your anxiety?
This is a touchy subject. So, as I was growing up, I used to get bullied about my weight or whatever. So I wouldn't eat. I would go days without eating, and I wouldn't eat nothing. I wouldn't drink nothing. And once I felt like I was gonna pass out, then I'd drink some water, but that's it.
Joy's bad habits coping with her anxiety have led to many health issues, and school is a battleground for kids who are dealing with anxiety.
Either I can come to school and be miserable all day and have anxiety attacks and just my mind's just everywhere and possibly get my work done, or I could sit at home at least attempt to get my mind together, but miss work and most likely won't make it back up because my teachers don't help me. So it's like, come on.
Mrs. Dernan is leading mindfulness in the Rentner High School building. In a 2015 American Psychologist report found that meditation and mindfulness may provide modest benefits to anxiety, depression, and even pain.
So one of the pieces that the school has is we do morning mindfulness is offered for students as a coping strategy to reduce the amount of anxiety.
Mrs. Dernan leads a Monday morning mindfulness group that meets before the school day starts. They review and practice techniques to aid students and staff on how to relieve stress.
A way to decrease the stress, decrease the anxiety, is to kind of recenter yourself. Mindfulness is a breathing exercise to kind of bring your mind just into yourself without judgment, that you can kind of just escape from the world, even if it's 3 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever long length of time that takes.
Anxiety is many long moments of feeling isolated, and those who suffer from it feel as if they're trapped in their head. Despite that, still reaching out for help and feeling hopeless. What I understand now is that mental health is getting a chance to be in the forefront of numerous countries' health issues. Despite my pain, I, Jeffrey Flanders, have found that I am hopeful because more understanding of mental health is being taught and might finally help us escape our anxieties. I'm Jeffrey Flanders, and this was Talk on the I Generation. This podcast is supported by Rentner School District and produced by KRHS Media.
This is KRHS 90.1 FM Minnecott. Radioactive radio broadcasting live from my home, our crib, Rentner High School in Overland, Missouri. You know.
What's up? What's good? KRHS plays the best hits, but I think it's time to rewind back. Yeah, that's better. KRHS is now playing the greatest hits from the late 90s and the early 2000s. From Tupac to Missy Elliott, we finally have it all. Listen now on KRHS 90.1 FM radio.
A smoke alarm can save your life, but not if it's silent. Over 60% of fire fatalities and countless injuries happen where smoke alarms are installed but fail to work. Remember, only working smoke alarms save lives, so sound the alarm to your family and friends. A silent smoke alarm may be the last thing they never get to hear.
Speech and debate is now in session.
Have you ever thought about joining a club? Why not the speech and debate team? In room 244 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, from 3 to 4:30, you will find the speech and debate team. Well, debating. They have qualified for state competition, finished 4th place in Eastern Missouri Districts in 2017, and finished 6th place in the Eastern Missouri Districts of 2018. If that sounds like you, or if you have any questions, contact Miss Melly in room 244.
I have someone to thank in my life. Even though she lived 900 miles away, it was she who provided me with all my life lessons. I owe her for having her words to guide me through my life. Not only did she help me through my school career, but she helped me understand who I am. I want to give gratitude to my grandma, Nancy Euhaley Dolch. In 2016, Grandma Nancy was diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS. Slowly, it stripped her away, piece by piece. It started with a limp. She went from normal silverware to ones with bigger hands, so she could grip them better, to having no strength to use her own silverware. Next, she turned to a motorized wheelchair, eventually having to be pushed around, relying on others. Finally, she lost all movement in her hands. Physically, she was taken, piece by piece. But none of that was the worst. The hardest part was when she lost her ability to speak. We went from being able to talk hours upon hours to barely being able to form a sentence. Losing her language left me yearning for my friend who sat before me, relying on the non-verbals of her body to express her love to those around her. Grandma Nancy passed away April 7th, 2019. It seems appropriate to share gratitude to her, because despite everything, she always kept a smile on her face. I want to explain why she deserves my eternal thanks for all she has given to me. First, my grandma always encouraged me to do what I wanted to do. She always gave me words of encouragement. She was the first person to know that I was interested in filming and recording as a hobby. It meant a lot to say that she was the first person to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Grandma has always been there to show me, to always have my back. Next, she gave me some of the best advice. Even today, words come back to me when I'm making decisions. She is so full of wisdom and quotes that push me through my life. I knew she was about to say something special when she said, "Put it this way." She always said it. Anytime I had a question, she always started her answer by saying, "Put it this way." She always had me make decisions on my own. She compared two things, and it was up to me to figure it out. She taught me how to make something that was hard, simple. Finally, and probably the best, was she always made me happy. Whenever I was sad, she gave me something to be happy about. We were always doing things together, even the things I wanted to do. No matter what it was, she was always down for the adventure. One of my favorite moments was when her and I did a cooking show together. We filmed it and everything. It was her who came up with the idea. She knew I enjoyed filming, so we did a cooking show. We did a bunch of other little skits, but overall she just made me happy. When I think of her, I think of that feeling. Happiness. Those are the things I never want to forget, the joy she gave me. I am sad that you are gone, but I know you're happy. Wherever you are now, I know you are in a better place. I know that you're able to move again. I know that you're able to speak again. And I know that you are able to do all the things you want to do. I miss you more than anything, and I will never forget you and all the things you've done. So thank you, and may you rest in peace.
Attention all Rittner High School students. Today is going to be... Oh, wait. What was I going to say?
Man, give me that. Pop out April 24th for Radio Day. All three lunches going to be live, DJing, everything. Pop out, be there, or be square. Brought to you by KRHS 90.1 FM.
I'm trying to get my summer tan.
Skin cancer is the most common type of cancer in America, and most people only recognize it after it is too late. About half of all cases of melanoma are self-detected. The other half are noticed by doctors during a checkup. According to the American Academy of Dermatology, 9,500 cases of skin cancer are diagnosed daily. That's over 3 million people each year, which means that 1 in 5 Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. Still want to get that summer tan? To reduce the risk, you can take multiple precautions. Wear plenty of sunscreen when exposed to sunlight and remember to apply more when needed. You should always avoid tanning beds and check yourself for discolored or oddly shaped patches of skin every month. This message is brought to you by KRHS Media.
KRHS.
Yo, Mr. Lopez, I've been saying you have a very nice car, but could you please stop with this reckless driving?
Oh, this baby can handle it. Watch me whip this mug.
You're going too fast, dude. Slow down.
I got it, man.
Watch out for that car!
No, not my new car!
I told you not to be speeding, dude.
That could be you. KRHS warns drivers to be safe on the road and also encourage you to follow traffic laws and rules for your own safety and for the safety of others driving on the road as well. Just be smart and drive, or else the road may teach you a lesson.
You should have obeyed the traffic laws, Mr. Lopez.
This recording is about Hispanics in America. I'll be interviewing two kids about what it's like to be Latino in America.
Being Latina is like, it's very diverse, like different. You get a different culture, you grow up differently. I'm not saying other races don't go through the same stuff, but it is fun, like getting to know American culture and Latino culture. And you learn both, you learn a lot from both sides. And you learn how to work well with others.
It's hard because I miss my country and my family. Mm-hmm. But also it's made me feel proud of my country.
As of 2015, there were 56.5 million Hispanics in the United States, 17.6% of the country's population. 63% are Mexican, 3.3% are Dominican, and 1.7% are Puerto Ricans. Being Latino myself, living here is not really that bad. Although people do mistake me for being mixed race or just light-skinned due to my skin color. As the Hispanic community grows every year, the influence of the community on American culture is more visible than ever.